Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio
Countdown. Most of the emails and texts are centered around Facebook's changes.
Right, and I said we wouldn't whine because there was a lot of feedback on Facebook. People saying, oh, people, it's free. Get with the program. Stop resisting change. Well, you know what? I think we have a right to complain. You got us sucked into this. We're comfortable. And then, boom, just before midnight, I, in fact, was looking at my screen, and you just started changing right before my eyes. And for a little while, you could go to the bottom of the page, and you could click on English UK, and you could go back to the old Google, and then in the middle of the night, the UK made the transition, too.
Those were host Steve King and Johnny Putnam commenting on the changes at Facebook and much of the complaining that users have been doing since the changes went into effect this past week. Facebook changes number 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our review of the hot hits in Talk Radio for the week ending Friday, the 23rd of September, first day of fall, the autumnal equinox. We're going to review the top 10 hits during the course of this hour, determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine. And this week, Facebook is at the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown, Iran's release of those two American hikers. Here's host Michael Brown, who can't quite figure out what these guys were thinking when they decided to go hiking in the Middle East in the first place.
There's so many places in the world. I mean, I've been so fortunate to hike around in so many different places in the world. But you know where I haven't hiked? I haven't hiked in Iraq yet. How many of you want to go hike in Iraq? You going to go with me? Why don't you and your fiance, your girlfriend, let's pack it up. And let's see if we can't get into Baghdad or somewhere and make our way into Iraq and hike in the mountains in eastern and southern Iraq. I think it'd be a blast. Just a blast. We don't need a GPS. We wouldn't need that. Why wouldn't we need a guide? Who needs a guide? Come on. It's Iraq. I mean, you can surely go to, you know, we can go down to the Tattered Cover. We can go to Barnes & Noble. Go to Amazon. I bet we could find the Day Hiker's Guide to the Mountains of Iraq. Why don't you go ahead and order one for me, Dom? Get one of those. Let's start reading up on, you know, the best places to see, the most scenic spots to look at. It'd be a blast. While we're there, we might as well see if we can't, if we're up in the mountains and we're having a good time, and I don't know, just you see some really beautiful spots. I mean, again, who needs a GPS? Who needs a compass? We'll just kind of wander around. Well, that's what these three goobers apparently did. And they end up in jail in Iran for, what, a couple of years now? Has it been 2 years? Convicted of spying. There's a shock. You mean the Iranians? You mean the Gestapo Iranians? The fascist Iranians? The nut jobs? I'm a nut job. I'm a Ahmadinejad. Hell, I'm convicted of spying. I am shocked that the Iranians would take the opportunity to convict these three goobers of spying and then leaving them in a jail. Now, I'm curious. I probably got from the newsroom and a few other people and here in the Clear Channel building today a dozen questions. Hey, Mike, who paid that $1 million? Where did that $1 million come from? Who do you think really paid it? And of course, my response is, I mean, I gave some examples of how I thought it might have been paid, which I'll discuss with you, but I wanted to say, I don't know who would have paid it. Why would we have paid it? I think back to 1981, January of 1981, the inauguration of Ronald Reagan and his announcement that the Iranian hostages had been released on their way home. And now I read that somehow, somewhere, some way, we, I don't know whether it's an individual benefactor or a group of benefactors or the U.S. government or maybe even the government of Oman, but someone has paid $500,000 in bribes for each of these two goobers for their release at a time, shockingly, when Ahmadinejad, Ahmadinejad, is about to speak to the United Nations. I just don't think there's any coincidence there at all.
Coming up after the execution of Troy Davis this week, the death penalty debate is back. We'll hear about that as well as the latest on the Mexican drug war next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the Master Prostate Formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function. Help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know, because, well, I'm inside your head, and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side. Even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe. But your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Talk radio in review, number 8 on the countdown as we overview the top 10, the execution of Troy Davis. Host Doug Meehan talks to a caller about the case, and with so many witnesses changing their stories, if the decision to go through the execution seems to be the right one.
Troy Davis, convicted in 1991 of killing McPhail. He was working as a security guard at the time. Apparently, McPhail rushed to the aid of a homeless man who prosecutors say that Davis was bashing with a handgun after asking him for a beer. Prosecutors said that Davis had a smirk on his face as he shot the officer to death in a Burger King parking lot in Savannah, Georgia. However, no gun was found, but prosecutors say shell casings that were linked to an earlier shooting in which Davis was convicted, they say that was the gun that he used. Witnesses placing Davis at the time of the crime, identifying him as the shooter, have since recounted their accounts, and some jurors have even changed their mind about his guilt. It goes on and on and on. So the question for you today is, in such a case, with so much gray area coming to the surface, does it lead us to the discussion of of how and when we decide to put somebody to death? Again, as full disclosure, if you're just joining us now, I am in favor of the death penalty. But when you have this much gray area moving forward, I'm not saying he didn't do it, but is there enough doubt on the table to prevent us from killing somebody and executing them? Just keep them in jail, for all I know. Is there ever enough doubt, ever, for you? And was there too much doubt in this case for you? What do you think, Bob?
Since all the doubt came up and some of the people recanting, one of the things is I don't think the government should be in the killing business. I just think that if there's one mistake is too many. Mm-hmm. I just say, end it. End it. It's not a good thing for us to be in the killing business. It's cruel and unusual punishment to these people.
How about if we have 100% proof, though? What if we have 100% proof that somebody killed the cop? What if there was no doubt in anybody's mind that this was the guy that killed the cop? Then should we not still kill him?
Yeah, we shouldn't kill him. And why?
What is it,
I'm a pretty conservative guy. What it is that we shouldn't be in the killing business. We shouldn't be in that business because we're going to make a mistake. So instead, stop it. He's going to be incarcerated for the rest of his life. And that's it.
Number 7 on the countdown, the Mexican drug war. Host Rick Roberts talks to ABC's Alex Stone about the violence in Mexico this week and why this particular incident is making national headlines when it's actually pretty common.
I don't know why this is making headlines nationally. If you listen to this show on a regular basis, we broadcast, David, what are we, 15 miles, maybe 20? 20 at the most. Yeah, maybe 15 minutes from the international border. We do something every week here called This Week in Mexico. It's the story behind the story. For whatever reason, well, not whatever reason, generally because of Board of Tourism dollars, you never hear what's really going on in Mexico, especially Tijuana, and I tell you all the time, don't let your kids go there. This Week in Mexico basically tells you the crime statistics for that particular week. And 35 people dumped under a bridge. That's a light week. You know, I'm always amazed why, you know, a year, two, 3 years down the road, oh, it's a big story now. Well, no, I mean, heads in garbage bags, bodies. I mean, just every single week. This is nothing new. Let's go to ABC's Alex Stone. Alex, how you doing?
Hey, Rick, good to talk to you. You know, I think what makes this one a little bit different, and I should say first that we do cover a lot of them when these come in, and we've talked about them in the past here on your show, but that this one is in Veracruz. It's not along the border cities. This is a city that is along the Gulf of Mexico, a tourist town where a lot of their dollars are tourism dollars, mainly for people within Mexico that they go to spend some time away, spend some time on the beach. But it really seems to make news when they're in these cities where, despite the Zeta cartel starting to take control of Veracruz, it's not the Tijuana, it's not the cities right along the Texas border, the Arizona border, New Mexico, that we hear about the violence constantly. But when it gets deeper into the country, at least on our side of things, that when there are 35 bodies found, whether they be in this case, tortured, sometimes are decapitated, depending on how bad they are, that it's definitely something that makes news.
Number 6 on the review is the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, actually going into effect. Hosts Todd Jeffries and Don Pryor say they don't think there's going to be any adverse impact on the military from the repeal of that rule.
Make it clear how you feel about this.
My opinion is anybody that wants to serve for this country should be able to do it. I don't think this is going to cause a problem. It could change some people's minds about enlisting, some that may, but they need to understand that there have been gays in the military all along. I don't think it's going to be open sex now in the showers. They've got regulations about that. I don't think things are going to change just a heck of a lot. And if anybody does have a problem with finding out that the guy sleeping on the bunk below them is gay, then get out. You know, it could weed out some people. There could be some shifting around. But in the long run, I don't think there's going to be I think it's all going to adjust, and I think it'll be business as usual.
You don't think there's going to be any problems whatsoever in the military?
It'll be spotty. They'll be here and there, I'm sure. That's inevitable,
no.
But I don't think it's going to be a massive problem where suddenly we have this huge problem with morale or, loss of focus or whatever the possibilities could be.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm all for this.
Coming up, Palestine pushes for UN recognition and economic turmoil seems to be spreading across the globe. Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're up to number five on our countdown, the Palestinian bid for statehood. Host Joe Pagliarulo talks here to George Birnbaum, former chief of staff to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, about whether it's time for Palestine to be its own country.
Right now we're on the precipice of possibly giving the Palestinians the right to have their own state. Here's what I know about the conflict between Palestinians and Israelis. What I know is the Palestinians, no matter what face they put on it, don't want Israel or the Jews to be there. Period. They think that it's their land. They think that it was their land from historic Philistine. Palestinians really aren't Palestinian, between you and me. They're Egyptian. And they don't believe that Israel has the right to exist. Having said that, they're saying now openly, well, we can work together, we can live together, just give us our own state. Tell me where we are in that and whether you agree that it's time now for Palestine to be its own country.
Well, I think if we look at history, and not to too distant history, we look at 1947, November of 1947, when the U.N., passed UN Resolution 181, known as the Partition Plan, and it basically called for two states for two people. And it didn't call for a state of Palestine and a state of Israel. It called for a Jewish state and an Arab state, understanding that there was no such thing as Palestinians. They were Arabs. The Jewish organizations at the time accepted the Partition Plan, which gave the Jews about 54% of Palestine, and the Arab League rejected it, which gave them about 44% of the land. And now for 63 years, there's been this conflict, and suddenly they wake up and say, oh, we want a two-state solution. Well, they should have taken the deal in 1947. They'd be better off today. But the fact is true. They rejected it in 1947. Why? Not because it was creating an Arab state, because it was creating a Jewish state. The Jewish state, state of Israel, is always going to be the problem for the Arab world. And so whether or not you create a Palestinian state next to a Jewish state, which, by the way, isn't exactly true either, because what the Arabs are calling for is two states, one that is Palestinian state, all Arab. In fact, the ambassador to the U.S. from Palestine last week said there'll be no Jews allowed to live in Palestine. And yet in the Jewish state, the state of Israel, there's still going to be 1.5 million Arabs living there. So it's really not two states for two people. It's one Arab state for the Arabs and one Jewish-Arab state for the Jews.
Right.
So it's a real dangerous path we're going down.
At number four on the countdown, the global markets, from ABC, Robin Roberts and Brianna Goldriga talk about the plunging stock market, the Fed reaction, and more negative response around the world.
The global markets plunging overnight after the stock market here took a dive
down almost 300 points by the close Thursday. Investors jittery after the Federal Reserve took action that is supposed to help the economy. The ABC's Bianca Rodriguez is right outside here in Times Square, outside NASDAQ. So what's the latest right now, Bianca?
Hey, good morning, Robert. Where the sell-off continued overnight around the world, Asia closed down 2% in Europe right now. London is down 4%, and U.S. futures are looking down over 200 points this morning. Let's talk about what the Fed did. It's called Operation Twist, but as we know, investors were not shouting with joy from this. What the Fed actually did was they are going to sell $400 billion worth of short-term treasuries. In essence, they're going to exchange that for buying $400 billion worth of long-term treasuries, and that's going to make it easier. Hopefully, the goal is for consumers to buy mortgages. Of course, these are longer-term loans that they're taking, and also car loans as well, and for big businesses to start investing more and hiring more people. One independent firm suggested that as many as 350,000 new jobs could be created. The flip side is, though, mortgage rates and interest rates are already so low, Robin, and the bigger concern is the overall economy, new concerns about a second recession, and concerns about Europe right now. So people are skeptical about how much this can actually help the economy.
Global market financial activity, fourth most talked about topic of the week on the countdown. So let's recap, shall we? Changes at Facebook, 10. Iran's release of those two hikers, number 9. Execution of Troy Davis is 8. Number 7 is the latest on the Mexican drug war. Number 6, repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Number 5, the bid for statehood by Palestine. Global markets, their financial activity is number 4. So that will leave us with 3, 2, and 1, and they will be up next here on our Talk Radio Countdown.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Want to know how you can get the latest in consumer electronics for free? Then log on to
FreeSlide11.com
and find out how you can get a free brand-name laptop, digital camera, gaming console, Apple iPad, and much, much more.
That's right.
FreeSlide11.com is your spot for free items online.
I can't believe how easy it is. Just go to FreeSlide11.com. Complete a survey and participate in some amazing offers.
That's right.
FreeSlide11.com
is your source for the latest consumer electronics on the market. And you may be eligible to get them absolutely free. Just visit www.freeslide11.com.
FreeSlide11.com.
It's crazy and totally legit. FreeSlide is the real deal, man. Hey, what's better than free, right?
No delay. Today's offer will end at midnight tonight, so hurry and get yours today. Check back daily to see what other amazing electronics are available.
FreeSlide11.com.
It's your spot for free stuff on the web. Terms and conditions may apply, so see website for details. Hurry before today's product expires. Again, go to
FreeSlide11.com.
That's www.FreeSlide11.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen, back here in the second half hour of our Talk Radio review for the week ending the 23rd. Number three this week, the presidential race. George Stephanopoulos and Jonathan Karl talk about the candidates, and even though there were nine on the stage, it seems the debate was really between two people.
Frontrunners Mitt Romney and Rick Perry are running neck and neck, really going at each other even before they hit the stage. And with Sarah Palin waiting in the wings and the rest of the GOP field struggling to get noticed, the fight for the Republican nomination looking more and more like a two-man race. John, boy, talk about preparing the ground for the debate. Mitt Romney on the cover of USA Today saying he doubts Perry can win.
Yeah, that's right. And you also had Rick Perry opening up his harshest line of attack against Romney.
With Sean Hannity on Fox News, Rick Perry used his first national television interview to compare Mitt Romney with Barack Obama.
We don't need to nominate Obama light. We don't need to nominate someone who's going to blur the lines between President Obama and our nominee.
Those are fighting words in a Republican primary. Perry hammered Romney over the health care law he signed when he was governor of Massachusetts.
When you take a look at what Mitt did from the standpoint of Romney care in Massachusetts, you're going to have a hard time finding a difference between Obamacare and Romney care.
This is becoming a two-man race. Perry versus Romney. As Romney spoke to voters in Miami yesterday, his campaign hit Perry hard on the issue of Social Security, suggesting Perry, who calls the program a Ponzi scheme, wants to end Social Security and turn it over to the states. As for Romney himself, he took a veiled swipe at Perry while campaigning in Miami.
I think the American people recognize that we're at a point of crisis, and they want to hear the truth. And they can tell when people are being phony and are pandering to an audience. And you'll see that in politics. You're not going to see it in my campaign.
But Perry showed last night he will fight back hard.
If anyone on that stage, that's a Republican and wants to be a Republican nominee, is trying to scare our seniors with this issue that somehow or another I'm going to do away with Social Security, that's just not appropriate. It's irresponsible.
The stakes are especially high in Florida, George. It's a place which both campaigns say may be the most important state in winning the Republican nomination. And it may also be the state where the race is the closest. The new poll out actually has the candidates tied.
Ruben Navarette Jr. from The Washington Post talked to host Bill McEwen about Rick Perry's problem with immigration, which is starting to make a lot of Republicans pretty uneasy about him.
There's an interesting little flap going on among Republicans because Rick Perry is, one, the far and away favorite so far to win the Republican nomination. He's giving Mitt Romney a real run for the money, so to speak, and Romney is trailing significantly. But at the same time, Rick Perry has what his opponents think are two weak spots. And one is his view on Social Security, which they say is too far to the right because he refers to it as a Ponzi scheme. The other weak spot in their mind about Rick Perry is his stance on immigration, which they think is too far to the left.
Well, what they don't say is they think he's soft on Hispanics.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right. They think he's soft on illegal immigration and soft on Hispanics. And I keep waiting for Rick Perry to turn to Mitt Romney and say, you know, Mitt, I seem to recall that 4 years ago when you were running against John McCain, you likewise tried the strategy of portraying your opponent as soft on illegal immigration. How did that turn out for you, Mitt? you lost that time. Oh, you see, you're going to lose again now, Mitt, see, because our party doesn't like those kinds of games, and we've demonstrated that before. What really rubs them the wrong way, though, those Republicans, is not just that Rick Perry signed a bill in Texas to allow for illegal immigrants to pay, as their college students, to pay in-state tuition if they lived in the state of Texas and they're working towards citizenship and all these other things. That they really don't like. But what they really hate, even more than that, is that when the time came for him to defend that at the Tea Party debate, he said, it doesn't matter what your last name is. We're going to sign this bill for you. And they caught that. They understood what the code meant. Newt Gingrich caught it. He called it a goofy statement. He says it doesn't have anything to do with anybody's last name. And certainly Ann Coulter caught it when she appeared on the Michael Medved radio show. She likewise said, so basically what Rick Perry is saying is that all Republicans who are against in-state tuition for illegal immigrants, it's because we don't like the sound of people's last names. Well, screw you, Rick Perry. At that point, you know, I realized that I love Rick Perry. And I'll confess my man love right here, because anybody who can get that kind of reaction, okay, that from screeching Ann Coulter is okay in my book. And he obviously struck a nerve with her. And the reason is because both Newt and Ann Coulter realized that so much of the immigration debate in this country has always been wrapped up in race and racism, ethnicity and ethnocentrism. Since the beginning of time, you're never going to wipe it clean from this debate. And that's what Rick Perry was talking about.
That leads us to number two, the president's debt reduction plan. We'll talk about it next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching? Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the weekly review of the top 10. We're up to number 2, President's Debt Reduction Plan. Here host Alan Handelman talks to ABC's Ann Compton, who did some fact-checking on what the president had to say this week about his plan.
So you did some fact-checking and very interesting things that you found. Tell us about it.
You know, the tax code may be a stack of documents 5 feet tall. It's complicated. And what the president said about millionaires and billionaires can't pay their taxes at what turns out to be a rate lower than their secretaries. Well, I got to tell you, we understand the offices in Omaha of investor Warren Buffett have been besieged with calls. People wanted to talk to his secretary, finding out how much you make. Apparently, there are several, quote, executive assistants there. None of them want to talk about their taxes. But the point is that if he paid 17% on all of his income, the fact is that Warren Buffett may not get a big paycheck, but he gets those billions of dollars in terms of investments, capital gains, and dividends. And those aren't taxed at the same high rate as an average person's paycheck necessarily. So according to the IRS, there are only about 236,000 Americans who file taxes saying they've earned $1 million. And almost all of them pay well over the average. They pay around 29%.
If you would, clarify the facts as far as the disparity between the rich and the middle class. What is accurate that we do know as facts?
Well, we do know that there are tax brackets that take care of the very low, the middle, and then the upper ranges, and all of them got a tax decrease early in the 2000s when there was a budget surplus, and George Bush says we ought to give that money back. Now, those expired last year. They were extended for a year. President Obama says the lower taxes should stay down, and only the upper bracket should be allowed to return to their higher level, and that money is needed to help the country make up this gap between what we're spending now and the deficit spending, which is so painful. The bigger question and the harder question is, how do you take this complex mass of laws and all the loopholes and all the deductions and all the little tricks in the law, smooth it out, take away a lot of the bumps in the road, and make it understandable? And then maybe even if you broaden it out and everybody pays has less place to hide, then you lower everybody's rates. That's the purpose behind tax reform. Can you imagine that getting done in a politically divisive year like this one? I can't either.
Taco's Keith Larson with a caller about the lack of specifics in the president's plan.
What is rich? Then we can figure out, okay, what is the fair share? What is the fair share of the rich or of anyone? What is rich? This you have to know. Or maybe you don't have to know. Some people throw the word around, the phrase around. These rich people. Right? The president, I guess it's $200,000. Because that's who he wants to raise taxes on. If you're an individual, $200,000. If you're a family, $250,000. Rich. Rich. Not just good salary, not just, oh, that's good money. Rich. Okay. David, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
What is rich?
Well, I guess it's all a matter of how much you spend, how rich you are. But the thing that bothers me about this whole subject is it's kind of a play on words about the new tax code that they're trying to put in place.
Well, but tell me first off, what to you, David? Just to you, what is rich?
Well, I guess if you've got a lot of disposable income at the end of the week, that's probably considered, you know, rich. So if you make a lot of money and spend a little money, you're probably rich at the end of the week or end of the year or whatever it might be.
So
if you spend more than you make, then you're not rich.
Well, what if you make $5 million a year but you spend $6 million?
Then you're not rich.
So rich.
Rich to me is the accumulation of wealth.
Rich is the accumulation of wealth. Okay. And how much wealth equals rich? I mean, you have to be able to tax this. You have to have an income amount or you have to have a wealth amount. You got to take it down to specifics. So what? How much wealth makes you rich?
I guess more than you need.
So that's what it'll say on Form 1040 is if you have more than you need. More than you need. So I guess what that means is as long as you keep your need up to the level of what you make, then you're not wealthy. Like if you make $100 million a year, but you need $101 million, then you wouldn't be wealthy.
Another radio host, Chris Stegall, says no matter what the president calls it, his plan is nothing more than class warfare.
I am reading across the board from Mark Penn, a former Hillary advisor, to the high-minded moderate David Brooks of the New York Times. The Associated Press has just fact-checked this thing, this new deficit plan, and on and on and on. Tell me this works. I know that there are a lot of people fretting that this sort of populist talk, this sort of the rich bastards are going to get theirs, we're going to soak the rich, eat the rich. Do you think this is working? There is no indication to me whatsoever this is working. I think we are watching a guy in the last throes of a flailing, desperate, failing campaign to create a state of class warfare that's just, people are so dispirited, so burned out, so under and unemployed out there. Gas prices are so high, inflation is up, housing prices are plummeting, foreclosures are on the rise. People are exhausted, and I just don't think this works anymore. Do you think this is working? Is this now falling on deaf ears? Or are you still someone that goes, yeah, yeah, do you still believe? Are you still one of the acolytes that believes him when he makes this straw dog argument? Well, I got a plumber out there. He shouldn't be paying higher taxes on $50,000 than a Wall Street hedge fund manager. Do you still buy into that tripe? Because I don't, across the political spectrum, from the leftists to the moderates, and certainly to those of us on the right, nobody seems to be buying what he's selling anymore. We saw a guy yesterday talk about the Buffett rule, the Warren Buffett rule, a billionaire. Again, a billionaire's name on a millionaire's tax. as he calls it, that applies to anybody truly earning over at or over $200,000. So let me run through this again. He proposed the Buffett rule, a 10-figure earning poster boy, a billionaire. A billionaire's name on what is said to be a tax on those earning 7 figures, millionaires. In reality, it applies to anybody making low 6 figures.
And that leaves us with number one, the Fed's bleak economic outlook, in the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Countdown continuing with the economy and bleak outlooks from the Fed. Here's host Dan Monk talking to financial analyst Casey Boland about the Fed's Operation Twist and what it means for you.
Most of us don't even understand what the Fed did, but afterwards all heck broke loose.
Yeah, it did, unfortunately. You remember The Twist, the song back from the 1960s?
Yeah.
Well, that's the reason why you keep hearing the news today. The Fed did what they called Operation Twist. So back in the 1960s, they did something very similar to what they're doing now. Basically, they're selling shorter-term treasuries that the Fed Reserve has on their balance sheet, and they're looking to buy longer-term treasuries. So the hope is that they can push rates even lower than they've already pushed them down, because that will help stimulate growth potentially. It may help job creation, because now you have businesses can go out and borrow more. They can potentially spend more. Consumers could potentially go out and get mortgages at lower rates.
Okay, if that's all the good stuff, why the stock market plummet?
Well, I think the market was disappointed in the results as far as what the Fed did. This was already expected. It was kind of baked in the cake, per se. There's no new money that's coming at stake here. They're basically selling short-term treasuries. They're buying longer-term treasuries. I think the market was hoping that they would do more, because this doesn't fall in the camp of what you would call quantitative easing. We've had rounds one, we've had rounds two. I think people are looking for round three. But, you know, at this stage, there's not a whole lot more the Fed can do. They've already been stimulative. They've lowered rates down to virtually nothing. They've already said that they're going to target keeping the Fed funds rate low until the summer of 2013. Now they're doing this, quote, twist to try to push rates down even lower. You know what? Reducing interest rates can only do so much for the economy. It's clear that the economy has a lot more problems that lower interest rates can solve.
Talk host Bill Lumet here with analyst Pete Dumata about the Fed's Operation Twist. Seemed to cause the markets to twist a little this week, too, huh?
The way things are going and some of the things we're hearing in the stock market and world and how investors are reacting, exactly what's going on. But, some big financial news. If you have money invested, of course, this affects you, and pretty much everybody has some money invested somewhere. And the stocks finished low, and a lot of investors are dumping all kinds of things. I don't fully understand this stuff. What I understand is this. Do I need to take my money out of the bank and bury it in the backyard? That's what I know about investing.
Hey, Bill, about 3 years ago, I was in studio with you when we were having a special on the economic meltdown back in October of 2008. You remember that?
I do remember that. Is this anything remotely like that?
Well, we're seeing that it's a global meltdown right now. Investors are dumping everything. It's just crazy. Everything's getting in the red right now.
Except U.S. Treasuries, which is kind of weird to me. What's the story?
Well, Bill, from day to day, it's crazy. Last week we had one of the best weeks in the last few months, and then we turn around on Monday and we're in the middle of one of our worst weeks in this year. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is. So any idea what's driving it? Is it Bernanke? He stepped up, I think it was yesterday, and had some things to say. Or is it the IMF downgrading their projections? Something has got these folks spooked. Do you have any idea what it might be?
Could be the $16 muffins there, Bill.
Well, yes. Yes, I bet they were good, too. I've never had a $16 muffin. So you're talking about spending? Is that it?
Well, here's what's happening. You can point to anything from day to day, and that's why if they have retirement money and they have it in the market, you're better off taking that money, cashing out, going to Vegas, putting it on red or black on one spin of the wheel, because that's what you're doing right now. You're gambling because you don't really know all the facts. And I see a lot of people there that are taking money they should not put at risk and putting at risk. So what we try to tell people, Bill, is take some money that you're needing for retirement and put it in a place where you have guaranteed growth, and then take what's left over and then put that money at risk, but do controlled risk and know what you're getting into, and Bill, most importantly, know when you're going to get out.
Well, that's all good advice. It truly is. Where is a safe place to go? It seems like today, things that, not that gold would be a safe and sound bet, but everything. It was copper, it was gold, you name it, and it went down with the exception of the U.S. Treasuries. And I don't know about you, Coach Pete, but I'm not real sure we can pay our bills.
We saw the three major banks get downgraded by Moody's, too, and that's been lost in the shuffle. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, those kind of banks getting downgraded. It's not a good thing for people who are putting money in the banks thinking they're going to have safety. We still have the FDIC, Bill, but what I try to do, we try to build that fixed income account where we know exactly what income is going to be in the future. It's going to be guaranteed. We use some of the major insurance companies for that in future income type accounts, and then we take some extra money that's left over, and then we can afford to take a little bit more risk, because even if you lost that money on the risk side, your safe money's always there. It's always going to give you a guaranteed lifetime income, and that's called income protection. A lot of people don't even think about that. We worry about principal protection, make sure we don't lose what we have, but we need to have income protection too, Bill. When you retire, the bills don't stop.
The Fed's financial outlook is the most talked about topic this week on Talk Radio. And let's see, we'll go back and go through them one more time for you. At number 10, the changes at Facebook. Number 9, the release of those two hikers by Iran. Number 8, the execution of Troy Davis, or the murder of Troy Davis is what some people are calling it. Number 7, what's going on in Mexico with drugs. Number 6, the repeal and taking effect, actually, of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Palestinian bid for statehood is 5. Global market financial activity is 4. Presidential race is 3. Number 2, the president's debt reduction plan. And number 1, the Fed's financial outlook for you and our country. Number 1 item of 10 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.